It's here and now. My teenager is about to hit a huge milestone in her life, her first concert.
Hey, Maya.
Hey, Mama.
Do you have a birthday coming up?
Yes, in about a month.
All right, well, if you look behind me over here, there's something for you. That is your early birthday present. And you get to open it right now.
Oh my gosh! Harry Styles, just what I wanted!
Girl, you're going to Harry Styles' concert in Los Angeles for your 14th birthday.
Ah! Oh my gosh, this makes me excited.
What's your favorite Harry Styles song?
My favorite Harry Styles song is Late Night Talking, and it just came out this year. Thank you all so much for this. I can't wait.
We've been doing all this late night talking about anything you wanna till the morning. Now you're in my life. I can't get you off my
Hearing my daughter's anticipation ahead of her first concert brings back so many of my own memories. My first show was Prince.
Kiss!
Okay, he was in a bathtub at the Sydney Cricket Ground in Australia. I still can't believe my parents let me go. This trip down memory lane got me thinking, so I'm the new person here at Here and Now. So what a good icebreaker it would be to ask my colleagues what their first concert was. And I started with the first person who greets me at the reception desk of the radio station here in Boston.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, I actually am here in the lobby of WBUR. It's like day two on the job for me. And the person who I have to talk to is the front man here. You want to tell me what your name is, sir?
That would be Nathaniel Orivius Stringfield.
So, Mr. Nathaniel, I have a burning question for you. What was the first concert you ever went to?
The first time my mother took me to see James Brown.
Ah!
It was unbelievable.
So we're going to get you to sing for us. Mr. Nathaniel, the mayor of WBUR, can you give us a few James Brown lines?
Only that when I come to work every day, I feel good.
Do, 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 do. Yep. I knew that I would.
That's right. That's what makes me go now, is that I feel good, especially getting through the pandemic here. Every bit of 2 years when I was here. It was just that lonely, and I did not know how much that had an effect on me personally. And for me, it was a mild depression, not having people come through the door.
I gotta say, the antidote to a mild depression is some James Brown.
Well, I kept that handy.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
So I just walked into the WBUR conference room. This is where all the magic gets created and happened. And I have lucked out because the Robin Young is in the conference room all by herself. Robin, hello.
Hi. How are you? Alyssa, we'll have our masks on. How are you? How are you doing?
So I'm good. And you know what I'm doing, Robin? I am asking everybody, what was the first concert they ever went to?
Oh, are you ready? The Weavers at Carnegie Hall in New York when I was a little girl. And then my first rock concert, I went to a Beach Boys concert out on Long Island. And then I went to see Cream at Hunter College in New York.
Just wait a sec, because cut to tape of the Beach Boys. Like, we all need some Beach Boys on the air right about now. They're all coming in, I know, for the 2 o'clock meeting. But you know what? We've just cut to the Beach Boys. Okay, So I've walked into, they call this Master Control?
Studio 5,
with our two engineers. There's Mike.
Hello.
And there's Max, who's got food in his mouth, but that's okay.
Hello.
So come on over here, Max, because you two like are the nucleus. Like, if it wasn't for both of you, this show wouldn't even happen. Listeners all over the country would not get their Here and Now program. So tell us, just in a real nutshell, what it is you do.
Yeah, we push a lot of buttons and faders and twist some knobs and make audio happen.
I love it. But the more important question is, what was your first ever concert? And Mike, I'm going to ask you first, because you're a musician.
Not alone. My first concert was the Smashing Pumpkins in Providence, Rhode Island at the Civic Center when I was all of 8 years old, September 1996.
8 years old.
I know. My parents had every opportunity to turn me off of the left-hand path toward debauchery, toward rock and roll, but they indulged me.
All right. We'll kick over here to Max.
The first one I can remember was a concert called Foozer, which was a double headliner of Weezer and the Foo Fighters. And my parents sent us alone to, at that time, was Continental Airlines Arena in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Yeah, it was a good show.
And you were all of how old?
12, 13 maybe.
Wow. So I'm about to take my daughter to her first concert in LA and she's 13. Should I just put her on a Greyhound and send her herself?
You know, it was definitely an experience and I'm glad my parents weren't there.
So here I am with Kalyani, who is one of the people who make this show tick and talk. And she is a producer.
I am. I'm a producer. I've been on the show about a year.
But Kalyani, this is all about your first concert.
I'm ready. I've actually only been to one concert. This is my first and last. It was Ed Sheeran in 2015. His new album, Multiply, had come out. And I was living in Mumbai at the time, and he never really, most artists don't come to Asia.
Okay, wait, I think I'm a little more interested in you living in Mumbai than I am in Ed Sheeran, but nonetheless.
Sure. So I spent the first 10 years of my life in Georgia, the next 8 in Mumbai, India, where I lived there from ages 10 to 18. And then I came back here for school, and I never left.
Okay, what was the best thing about Ed Sheeran?
The best thing about Ed Sheeran, honestly, the concert wasn't even about Ed Sheeran. And I don't know how much you know about Ed Sheeran's music, but he's not like, this is not the concert you would expect to be a rager. But people were getting drunk, getting trashed. There was a girl in front of me who, and this is my like lasting memory of the night, she fell to the ground. And apparently this girl like had an overdose in front of me and I was like 17 years old.
Dang. I mean, I have to say, my Indian parents would never have let me go to a concert.
Oh, and you know, I had to beg and plead. And I went with my best friend and I was like, Mom, it'll be safe and I promise. And I mean, I didn't overdose at that concert. So I think I kept that promise. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream.
So tell me when it kicks in. Knock, knock, knock. Senora Executive Producer, Carleen Watson. You know what this is about, right?
Yes, you're going to ask me about my first concert.
And I have no doubt it'll be an amazing one that will make us all swoon.
Well, it will if you like Bob Marley. First concert, Bob Marley, Rainbow Theatre, Finsbury Park, London.
Wow.
The backstory is, all the time that I was growing up in Jamaica, my mother never would allow me to go to a Bob Marley concert because she thought that everybody was going to be smoking weed.
Which they probably were.
She was probably right. I actually don't recall people smoking a lot of weed at that 1977 concert, but what I do recall is that when the band started singing, I think it was Trench Town Rock, basically the whole audience just got on its feet, and it was like a wave of people doing call and response with Bob Marley. It was amazing.
So some of my co-workers at Here and Now work remotely. They also wanted to join the fun, sharing their first concert memories, like my friend and producer Shirley Jahad in Los Angeles.
I was 6 years old when my mom took me to my first concert to see Harry Belafonte. We lived in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, so not a crowded cultural landscape. And I remember my mom and aunt just swooning over Harry Belafonte. And the story comes full circle because years later, my first public radio job at WBEZ Chicago. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and the only two people at the station were me and the overnight beloved jazz host, Larry Smith. And then Harry Belafonte calls to make a pledge. I put him on the air with Larry. He loves him so much, he calls up his best friend, Sidney Poitier. Harry Belafonte, Sidney Poitier, and Larry Smith start laughing and talking jazz and joking around. It was a supreme treat for anyone up in the middle of the night listening to live radio in Chicago.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.
Many thanks to my Here and Now colleagues who shared their first concert memories with us, producer Shirley Jahad, WBUR receptionist Nathaniel Stringfield, Here and Now co-host Robin Young, technical directors Max Liebman and Mike Moschetto, associate producer Kalyani Saxena, and executive producer Carlene Watson. Check out more from my adventures getting to know the team that makes your favorite show at hereandnow.org.